Today's show is brought to you by The Time Is Now, 2020 Bigfoot Conference, July 18th at the Wyndham Garden Hotels in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Speakers include Charlie Raymond, Leanne Carnegie, Mark DeWirth, and Chetan Noir. Tickets are only $35. Go up on Facebook, look up Time Is Now on Facebook, get your tickets, and we'll see you there. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen and Joe.
What is up, my brava?
Are we quarantined yet?
We're
Can I just stay in bed?
Something like that.
Not have to go
oh
to work?
Oh my gosh. We have not been called to work from home yet, but I think the time will be coming.
I can't.
I know, you work in factory. How can you? Yeah, no, it's like crazy. What are you guys, what about all our listeners doing? Are you guys catching up with all of our episodes? I think we're on episode 190 something now.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can't keep track.
We're almost to our fifth season.
Yeah.
We'll be starting our fifth season. Holy moly.
Send your donations.
Yeah, like we haven't made a penny in 5 years.
Oh, well.
We had some damn good times.
Oh, yeah.
With all y'all coming out to see us at the Toledo Bigfoot and Paranormal Conference last year that we put on. I don't know how we did it, Joe. We just pulled it together. It was like, it was seamless. It was great.
Yeah.
You guys, if you didn't make it, you know. Fingers crossed for this year.
Yeah, really.
Hopefully there won't be any social distancing. I cannot even say that right now. It's
social distancing.
I'm just going to call it quarantine.
Yeah.
Quarantining. Quinine?
Salsa chips.
Oh, so Joe turned me on to this new snack because I'm not fat
And there's
enough.
A huge bag of it sitting on our table.
Oh my gosh. We have to get like, they have to sponsor us. Yeah. Like, okay, so I am putting a shout out to Snack, S-N-A-K, King. Snack King. King of Snacks in Los Angeles, California. You make this snack called Original Sauslitas. And they are so good. It's like having, salsa right on a chip.
I know.
And it doesn't drip down the front of my shirt like every other time I go to eat something. I'm practically wearing everything I eat because
we had those
messy and have a giant shelf.
We had those in the vending machine at work. And I bought them one day because, you know, salsa chips and they look like they're just stuffed with stuff. And I ate a couple of them, like, oh my god. And I was walking through Big Lots one day and I saw this giant bag of them. I'm like, oh my god.
Yes, Lava. For sure. They're spicy salsa flavored tortilla rounds. So, and they are by El Sabroso. I hope I'm saying that
right. I thought they were by Salsa King or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
Snack
King.
Snack King. Delicious snacks, delicioso.
Okay, so next time you see us at a convention, make sure we have those.
Yeah, I'll put a picture. I just put a picture on our Facebook page because they're so damn delicious. My new favorite snack. Okay, so this whole social distancing thing, Joe and I have been doing this for years, right? Because we're introverts and we can't, like, we don't, what do you call it, socialize?
Yeah.
And so this is like nothing new for us.
I know.
But like for everybody else who's out and about, right?
In and about.
Because
yeah.
You're not out and about, you're in and about. Yeah, just, you know, go back and listen to some of our old shows. We have some fantastic past episodes. Stanton Freeman, the late Stanton Freeman.
Yes.
Rest in peace. Dalen Spratt. You know, we've talked to many different people and we had some funny shows too.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Some of our Christmas specials were stellar. Oh, go back and listen to the one where we had all the bloopers in it. And the Greenbrier ghost story. There, we captured a live EVP of a woman screaming in the middle of that. And that was like...
There was a few of them, few EVPs captured.
Somebody sent us a Facebook message that they were listening to the episode, I think it was two episodes ago from this one, and they heard, they thought there was an EVP in the middle of our episode. So I got to go back and listen to it again, but I want to listen to it with headphones on so I can.
I think I posted that on Facebook. Ooh. And it tells you the timing and all that, but I'm not
sure. I'm trying to stay off Facebook a little bit. I'm not, you know, I already have anxiety. So seeing all of this like doom and gloom is not healthy for me. So I'm just like sticking my face in a bag of snacks. And that's where I will remain. I'm either working, poshmarking, podcasting, or snacking. That is my life. And if there's any single 49-year-old men out there who are into that, how you doing? speaking of dating, Joe, our topic just falls right in line with your, you know, dating life, I suppose.
I don't know.
Well, you know, you never know.
Female demons. I was sitting here a couple days ago trying to think of a topic for this week, and because we were supposed to have an interview by this time, but the conventions are all canceling.
Oh my gosh.
So you're stuck with us, folks.
I know. You have to listen to us. Rant and rave.
But I did get a hold of some people and they're going to call in because we can't talk face to face anymore because the world is coming to an end.
Yeah. And if there is somebody, you guys, like, you know, some guests you know of you would like us to interview, give us some show ideas. I know a couple of you have reached out and wanted to get on the show, but we just, up until now, we've just been so busy.
Yeah.
So if we didn't get back to you, don't feel bad. There's just so much going on.
I copied down all the messages. And I'm going to go through them and get a hold of you guys.
Yeah. But, you know, stick with us. We've been around for longer than some of these paranormal podcasts. So we're in it for the long haul, right, Joe?
Yeah. Once my grass starts growing, I'm going to be busy again. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, Joe.
The grass outside. I don't have any grass inside.
No. He just has cactuses and.
Mr. Cactus and my palm trees.
And this palm tree, which needs a little trimming.
Yeah. Both of them do.
Did we tell everybody about what happened when we were taping last time and something in Joe's closet like rattled? Okay, we talked about that. Okay.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Never
last
mind
week.
Then. Never mind. We'll tell you some other honey stories. I did see a shadow in my house again.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It's weird because like I rearranged my bedroom. So when you walk into my bedroom in the corner, I put that pink chair, you know, I bought this really pretty pink velvet chair, so it's like a corner chair and it fits directly into the corner, and I was sitting there putting my boots on to go to work, and I saw something go right like from the you know, I have a very small like hallway into the bathroom.
Oh,
but it was weird because it was no outside light. It was dark out. Nobody's out and about because, you know, I'm the only one getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning now. And the dining room light was on. And I was just like, it was just struck me as weird because, you know, how you just catch something out of the corner of your eye. And I was like, that was too fast for like if a car was coming around the corner, you know, it's a gradual light. Because... This was like quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you going in my bathroom?
Was it going in your bedroom to get on the treadmill? And
I have moved the treadmill out of my bedroom into my other bedroom, which is my closet, shoe room.
It went farther away from.
Well, here's my thing. And I'm sure since we all have extra time because we're, you know, self-quarantined or social distanced or whatever the freak you want to call it. Oh, mama. I'm trying to clean like one room at a time.
Oh, okay.
So I organized the bedroom, which I want to paint. Oh God, help me. I hate painting. So if anybody wants to earn some extra bucks painting, let me know. And then I put everything in that room. So that room is an absolute disaster. So if you come over to my house to look for ghosts, be careful. You will trip and fall on all the 80 million pairs of shoes.
You'll become the ghost
in
the house.
Oh my gosh. I almost killed myself the other day. I have to laugh. Okay, so down in my basement, you know, like I have all my Poshmark clothes. So I have like clothes. I have most of the shoes organized. They're either on shoe racks or on these like built-in shelves that I have. But the piles of clothes, right? You've seen it.
Yeah.
I was trying to organize the clothes. I took them all out of the bags. And I went to reach for something and I tripped and fell into one of the death piles. Like a Poshmarking term, we call it death piles. They're just piles of clothes that you haven't got listed yet. We call them your death piles because, you know. And I thought I was going to go down and nobody would ever find me because I would be stuck under a pile of clothes. And oh man, I saw my life flash before my eyes. I would have been a ghost, Joe.
Saw the cameraman from the show Hoarders showing up.
And my 600-pound life. My 200-pound life.
See, we're not doing ghost TV. We're doing Poshmark.
Listen,
TV.
This is reality, man. This is like just, but I'm telling you, it's good. It's good business to be in right now because people can't get out to source for their, you know, for their sales. So I've been selling a ton of mystery boxes. So what I do is I take and I'll put either 5 pounds of worth of clothes or a certain number of clothes, depending on the one you buy, put it together, you know, you buy it and then I ship it to you and then you can resell it. And, you know, I don't put junk in mine. Like I'm not putting some old dirty dish socker in there or something, you know, like all of my stuff is either name brand or whatever.
Yeah.
And I put together some fabulous boxes. I hope they're not overweight, though. I have a feeling, but whatever.
Oh, well.
Whatever. So, well, speaking of demons.
Speaking of demons.
As a
female demons.
All right.
What do we call them? Shemans or something like that?
That's a good one, Joey. That's a good one. No, you know, Joe had this idea and, you know, it just.
Well, we talk about demons, but we don't specifically talk about the female demons. There's so many out there that people don't realize. I found a few, and I did find a lot of the Native American demons, which aren't really just female.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll talk about those also. But, well, the most common one is the succubus. I mean, almost everybody knows about that. She's a female demon and a supernatural entity in folklore that appears in dreams and takes the form of a woman in order to seduce men.
Ooh.
And usually through sexual activity. So
I've had too much caffeine.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
In modern representations, a succubus may not appear in dreams and often is depicted as a highly attractive seductress.
Ooh, Joe wants to go to sleep right now.
I've wanted to go to sleep all day. I'm like, ugh. But anyways, so she comes to men's dreams and seduces them and basically kills them in their sleep or sucks their life out.
You know, that's what demons do.
Yeah.
In some other folklore, as depicted in the Jewish mystical works Zohar, the medieval text, Alphabet of Ben Sirah, Lilith, Adam's first wife, who we did a show on Lilith. You can go back and listen to that. Later became a succubus, which I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Even when we talked about it on the show, I didn't mention that.
So see, you learn something every time you listen to our show.
That's right.
So she left Adam and refused to return to the Garden of Eden after she mated with Archangel Samuel. And in the Zoroastric Kabbalah, there are 4 succubi who mated with the Archangel Samuel. They were the 4 original queens of the demons. So there was Lilith, Eshbeth, Ergot, Bat Mahala, and Naima. I'm sorry if I mispronounced these.
Oh, wait till you get to these other names of the different
demons. Yeah, wait till I get to the Japanese ones. Sorry if I mispronounce it. I'm not trying to be offensive to anybody. A succubus may take a form of a beautiful young girl, but closer inspection may reveal deformities of her body, such like bird-like claws, serpentine tails. The folklore also describes the acts of sexually penetrating a succubus akin to entering a cavern of ice. And there are reports of succubi forcing men to perform things on their things. I won't say it. This embarrasses me. With drip with urine and other fluids. And later in other folklore, was not a bad word. I didn't mean to. The succubus took the form of a siren. Now, I think a siren, isn't that more of like a water type?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Throughout history, priests, rabbis, and other, including...
Hanaben Daza?
Yeah, that. Tried to curb the power of succubi over humans. However, not all succubi were malevolent. According to Walter Mapp, some dude. There were others. I can't even pronounce the day nuggets. Curalium. Trifles of courtiers. I don't even know what that means. Pope Sylvester II. He lived from 999 to 1003. Oh, no. That's when he reigned. was allegedly involved with a succubus named Mary Diana, who helped him achieve his high rank in the Catholic Church. Before his death, he confessed of his sins and died repentant. So basically he was getting it on and just wanted an excuse to like say, I'm a priest, but I'm getting my jingles on.
We're very professional on this show, folks.
His jingles. And I couldn't even say those other words that were written down. Like, yeah. No, I can't say bad words like that.
That's why I wrote the first or read the first part.
He makes me do the ones with the, yeah.
But anyways, different cultures like Judeo-Christian, according to the pre-Christian religions of Assyria, Sumeria, and Israel, demons came in both genders, but normally there were women.
Okay.
The Testament of Solomon is probably the most exhaustive chronicle of early demonology. Written in the first century AD, it describes how the legendary biblical ruler built his namesake temple while contending with numbers of demons and other spiritual creatures. In the Testament, a male friend takes the appearance of a beautiful woman in order to mess with the young boy constructing Solomon's temple. Every night, Ornias would appear to the boy, suck his thumb...
Okay.
And in quotations, it says, that might be a metaphor for something else. And steal his money. The creature was vanquished when Solomon gave the boy a magic ring to throw at the demon.
What kind of ring? Was it a diamond ring?
I don't know. But it was a ring of some sort. But one of the most compelling tales of pre-Christian demons is Lilith. And we've talked about her.
All right. You know, it's weird because like every time... somebody does like a Ouija board, they're always summoning these demons, and they're mm-hmm. it always seems like it's a male demon, like what's his name, what about these female demons? Yeah. Like, or well, do demons not have gender? And
they probably don't have gender, but a lot of these stories talk about the female demons. Mm-hmm. You know, I think most of the female demons are the ones that just ask for the manager. And not like in ancient Greek mythology,
yes.
One of the most notable female demons was Lamia. Once a queen, she had an affair with Zeus.
Oh.
So that pissed Zeus's wife off, Hera, enough that she cursed his side piece into becoming a half snake that eats people and children.
Oh, nice.
Some tellings also leave her with eyes permanently opened, always on the hunt for her next young flesh.
Whoa. Well,
and asking for the manager.
So that's your lesson. Don't be a side piece.
Yeah.
Be the main. And if somebody does become a side piece, then just turn them into a demon. So there's also one in Slavic. In Eastern Europe, they have their own natural traditions, right? And one of the most fearsome female in Slavic lore is Lady Midday, also known as Poladininska.
Poladancer?
Yeah. Probably. All right. Farmers tolling in their fields were confronted with this apparition who would ask questions and then chop their heads off if they took too long to answer. No head for you, 1 year. And then she would also afflict the workers with sickness and heat stroke. You know, so it's interesting. A lot of these female demons, they usually kind of overwhelm their victims by force. They use deceit and trickery to lull them into false sense of security. And then they often kill and eat them.
Oh,
or drain their, you know, vital fluids.
Their blood.
So it's easy to see how some negative stereotype about women made their way into history. Because,
historic folklore.
Yeah, so they're basically calling us all demons because women were probably not wanting to be held down by the man anymore.
Oh, okay.
The man's trying to hold us down.
But, in Japanese folklore, there's a woman demon called a Ubin. I think it's pronounced Ubin.
Okay. All right.
Which actually is pretty good because you're not supposed to say the real name of the demons.
Mm-hmm. So we just mispronounce everything.
Yeah, we're fine.
Nothing will follow us home.
And Ubin, I think that's, it's U-B-U-M-E. So it's Ubin.
Okay.
The Ubin is a woman who just died before or shortly after giving birth. Her spirit is to worry too much about her baby to pass on peacefully, and she turns into a ghost.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, if the mother died but the baby survived, the Ubin will wander into stores and homes and try to buy necessities for the child, paying with handfuls of dead leaves. If both the mother and the child died, the Ubin will appear on a dark, rainy night as a woman carrying a child with the child crying for help. She then passes her baby on to someone willing to help her, but the baby turns into a rock that grows heavier and heavier until the victim is crushed under the weight.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad, though. That just makes me sad. Like, if somebody dies giving birth, you have death and birth in the same
time.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. A lot of these folklores of these demons and that just take care of what's actually really happening. Like, a woman will die. Mm-hmm. And the baby would die, or the woman would die, and the baby wouldn't. That was common back then.
Sure, yeah.
Like, and they came up with these stories to justify why they're dying, is that they were a demon. And
I can't imagine.
There's another one in Japanese folklore. It's the snake woman,
Woo-hoo.
Nura Onna. One of the reoccurring elements in Japanese mythology is the concept of the shapeshifters. Demons appear to be women, but are either only half women or use a young, beautiful girl as a facade for something far more sinister. Stories of a kijiu, K-I-J-O, are integrated in Japanese culture. These are the most evil spirits, or the Fokaya, because their sole purpose is to cause harm to humans. The Nura Onna is a wicked creature, a monstrous being with the head of a woman and the body of a serpent who spends her time among the shores of rivers. She disguises herself as dressed as a female holding a baby, once again. When someone comes to help her and takes the bundle so she can rest, it becomes very heavy as stone and prevents the victim from running away. Which is basically the same thing as the other.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, what if this is real? Like, what if we went to Japan and we saw one of these? Don't accept the baby.
Don't accept the baby.
Look at it from 8 feet distance. Yes. Your baby is cute from here.
You have to keep your baby away. Now, I did see on Amazon, they have a baby shield. It has gloves that you can hold the baby. And it's a plastic shield. So when you hold the baby up and it throws up, it...
When you become a dad at 60. Because you go win the lottery and have some 20-year-old wife,
right?
That's right.
I did hit the Mega Millions.
I heard.
Yeah.
Congratulations. $10. You're a $10-nare. Yeah. $10-nare. $10-nare. Okay, so there's one more in Japanese steakhouse. Oh, no. That's a restaurant here in Toledo. I don't even think that's open anymore. I don't know.
Nothing's open right now.
I know, man. You know,
except for Delaney's Bar. They refuse to close.
Good for them.
Yep.
Stand up to the man. They like to. That's a local bar, if you guys don't know. It's a local bar here in Toledo. It's a Irish pub.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Delaney's. And when they put the smoking ban in place in Toledo, the owner refused. He let people smoke in there, and he said to call the private club, and you could just come in.
They kept giving him citations, and he'd hang them on the wall.
I know. I like, stick it to the man. Then you got to love an Irish pub owner, yeah. Right? Okay. So you won't find any demons there, but you might find some, like, semi-attractive bar flies. So here's two different Japanese demons, and I'm going to butcher these names. The Nukikubi.
Nukikubi?
Nukikubi. And the Rokukurukubi.
Rokukurukubi.
Oh, snap. Oh, gosh.
Don't worry, folks. You can listen to the show, and the demons will not come to you because we are not pronouncing these names right.
I apologize to all our Japanese listeners. I apologize. Please teach me how to say it.
Yes. Okay. Wang, do not send Jen photos.
This show is going downhill real fast, listeners. I'm telling you. We've been quarantined for too long. Okay, so they were former humans that were punished with a curse because they did an evil deed. Some of those evil deeds would have been like sinning against God or being unfaithful to their husbands. But here's the kicker.
Okay.
Many times it's not the women affected who committed the atrocity. It is often their husbands or fathers who have escaped a fate by passing them along to the women. So basically the men are just putting their bad stuff on us and blaming us.
Okay.
Ladies. We're not going to stand for it anymore. We're going to turn into demons and take care of it. Okay, so the Nukikubi are women whose heads and soul detach from their bodies when they sleep. I don't know about that. They often have a thirst for blood. They drain their victims like vampires, and they occasionally bite their humans and animals' victims to death. That's my biting sound.
Oh, okay.
I make that. By day, ordinary women. By night, the Rokukubi are women whose necks stretch to incredible lengths. These women attack small animals and lick up oil from lamps. Okay, what does that have to do with one thing or another?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. Although the demons may not cause harm, they occasionally enjoy scaring people just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the female demons I read about in Japanese folklore, she became a demon because she was stealing lamp oil. And back then, lamp oil was considered more precious than gold because it gets... And by her stealing lamp oil, she was turned into a demon to suffer for the rest of eternity.
Ah, makes sense then. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then there's another one called the Yubagabi. Okay. Yubagabi.
Yubagabi.
But bag over my head. I can't even listen. Put this Sausalita bag over my head. it's the old hag of fire.
I think this might be the one that I was telling about. Go ahead and read it for us.
It is.
Okay.
Would you like to read this
No,
one?
Go ahead.
Okay. Showing up on rainy nights near the riverbanks. I'm going to use my exciting like tone of voice. The Yuga Baggy appears as balls of flame with the faces of old women in them. These demons can fly long distances in the blink of an eye. If you are unfortunate enough to have one graze you, it is said you will die within 3 years. The legend behind the Yugabagi is that the old women who stole oil from lamps in the Hiroeka shrine, a horrible crime since oil was rare, when the woman was caught by a priest, she later was shamed and shunned from her village for stealing oil, and she was so humiliated she committed suicide in the pond behind the shrine. So these are unclean deaths, and the woman was turned into the old hag of fire because she committed suicide for doing something dishonorable, which is strange because, you know, in that society, stealing was like, they were just like, it wasn't a thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's
it
not
was
even
very honorable.
Yeah. Like,
or not, it wasn't honorable,
right,
I should say.
And why would you even risk it?
And well, she stole and she got turned into a demon.
Yeah. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
Don't be stealing toilet paper or nothing, people. You do the right thing.
So I looked up some Native American ones.
Okay.
Now, these are not so much women, but this one here kind of caught my eye, and there's no way I can pronounce this name. It's D-Z-O-A-V-I-T-S, Devovius. This was a demon or an Ord from the Shoshonian mythology who stole the sun and kidnapped children. He's associated with volcanism and cannibalism. So, they really don't go together, but it's in this legend. It shows that in most legends, he confronts several mythological animals before being trapped in a cave. The most common cave is called Devil's Hole, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it was an earthquake demon with the fondness for raw eggs. Spent a lot of time scaring and chasing a dove. But the dove had many friends in the animal world, and they rallied to help, tricking and trapping the demon so it would not hurt her again.
Mm. Once you trap them, what do?
Don't know. We've talked about that many times on this show.
So there's one in the Lakota mythology, Native American folklore. This one's called the Unkakula, Sisukula. I don't know. It's a serpentous creature, which has been responsible for many unexplained disappearances and deaths. The male counterpart is the Unktehi. So there's a male and a female mm-hmm. spirit. So she was described as first having no real shape or form. She had eyes of fire and a fanged mouth, which was shrouded by smoky cloud or mass. As time went by, her form was more exposed as being massive, long, scaly body whose natural armor was almost impenetrable. Her eyes burned with the wrath of hunger, and her claws were like iron. Her voice raged like thunder in the clouds. Whoever looked upon her would become blind or go insane. Her weakness was the seventh spot in her torso, which lies behind her heart and burned like fiery, you know. Mm-hmm. And to kill her, you would have to take one shot with a medicine arrow to take her out. Interesting.
So she was one of the ones that is responsible for people going into the woods and disappearing mm-hmm. and never being found, which is another thing that happened all the time, but they had to make up a spiritualistic reason for why these people are disappearing.
And also to control their people, too. Mm-hmm. Like, if your kids are wandering off and stuff, and, you know, so-and-so is going to get you.
That's right? How a lot of these stories of the demons that we talk about and that a lot of the mythology behind them is to keep the kids in line.
Yeah. Keep Joe in line.
That's right.
But there's a lot of correlation between, like, caves and demons also.
Yeah.
You know, like, people feared caves. They were dark. Who knows what was in them? You know, there could have been wild animals mm-hmm. in there. There could have been, you know, Joe gets cave cough. When we went in the cave one time, you know, you can get sick from going in them. So, but who knows? There could have been evil spirits. There could have been creatures, things living in there that we don't know about because we don't venture into too many caves. But you hear a lot about different strange things that happen mm-hmm. in caves. Like, what's the thing that they call them in the caves of the coal miners would hear them?
Tommyknockers.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever see that video of, like, there's, like, an entity they're filming in a cave and something comes out and, like, peeks out at them? That was so scary.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so real.
Yeah.
Like, I would freak out if I saw that.
But, yeah, caves are huge. I mean, there's so many different stories of goblins and stuff. And, you know, Greg and Dana just did, and Ty, Greg, mm-hmm. Dana, you know, Ty and them guys just did the second season of their documentary Hellier, and that's all about that stuff.
Wow. Yeah, I gotta watch it. Now that I'm social distancing, I'll be able to catch up on some of it.
I watched the second season. I'm gonna have to watch it in because it was very confusing to me.
Mm. Was it like the pieces weren't coming together, or was it the storyline or the
it was almost the way it was shot? Broken up.
Mm. Okay.
You have to watch it. I'm gonna watch it again. It was awesome, but and we're going to have Greg and Dane on. We've got three or four conventions with them.
Yes, for sure.
And Ty Strand, I just talked to him I didn't talk to him, but I sent a message to him about getting on the show.
Yeah, you know, maybe they can fill us in a little bit more about female demons. Because I know, you know, they encounter a lot of different things. They have the Traveling Museum of the Paranormal. And they have artifacts in there
mm-hmm.
that at some point may have had demonic attachments or spirits.
Made for demons. Like, I forget the name of it, but the one of the statues is like a foot tall statue. And I'll have to have them tell you about it, but it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
And if you ever see Greg and Dana, ask them about the crucifix nails.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very, very bizarre. But I think, you know, a lot of countries that are, I don't want to say in the dark ages, but not as modern or as progressive as, you know, the United States are very deep rooted in believing in demons and demon culture and, you know, things that go bump in the night,
mm-hmm.
Very wrapped into their religious beliefs as well. You know, and this has gone on since man first, you know, started coming out of the caves or wherever we came from.
The first demon recorded in history was Ugg, and Ugg threw rocks.
Yeah. Joe wears Uggs and throws rocks.
Yes.
That he bought in my Poshmark closet. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I always wonder too, like, when they have an exorcism and they're casting the demon out, mm-hmm. they're always like, come out, demon. And
yeah.
I don't ever feel like it's like a female presence.
No.
You know,
it's always a male presence.
Yeah, it's like very aggressive and mm-hmm. and strong and masculine, but, you know.
But who's to say that a female demon isn't like that either, though? I mean, yeah. it's a demon. It doesn't matter if it's right. male or female. This was pretty funny show. I mean, I threw it together real fast and just tried to get some humor into these days where everybody is
yeah.
on edge.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. Don't you know, let your anxieties take you over. Know that we're going to get through it. We'll get through it together. We'll come out on the other side better and stronger and happier and I think more caring as a society for each other.
Hope so.
You know, and definitely if you know somebody who's feeling down, just let them listen to this show. They'll
this
feel
fest.
So much better about their lives after listening to us go on and on about female
yes.
demons or any of the other mm-hmm. topics. No, we have some really, really fun shows that, you know.
Got some good ones coming up. I've got some ones in the works. And
ooh, stay tuned.
Getting in touch with some people that are going to be calling in instead of us actually having them in the studio.
Yeah, unfortunately. But, you know, we'll get back out there. We'll be on the circuit as soon as we can.
Yeah.
We'll get the all clear.
We've got two of our shows already are postponed.
You know,
but they're still going to go on. They're just going to be at a different date.
Yeah. So the Midwest Parafest that you heard on last week's show or the week before, I can't remember, is postponed. You know, just go to their Facebook page or get a hold of Heather or Chad for more details. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely bummed because it was going to be an amazing show, but it will go on. Hopefully, you know, in a later date.
And Parapsycon on May 2nd at the Ohio State Reformatory. We haven't heard from them yet. They're still up in the air. They're
yep.
still planning on having it.
We're in a holding pattern.
Yeah.
So, you know, just, hold tight and don't, you know, we'll, as we get updates, we'll definitely let you guys know on our Facebook page. Not being as active on our Twitter anymore. Just
I don't even have Twitter.
I know. We have a 222 Twitter, but I don't know. Twitter just seems like it's just a bunch of negativity.
Oh, okay.
So we just like keep it positive.
Positive.
Keep it going forward.
Keep it positive. Talking about.
Yeah, female demons who like to torture men because they're cheaters. No, it's all good. It's all good. No, but if you do encounter a female demon or any other demon, don't hold their babies.
Don't hold their babies. They'll turn into rocks.
It turns into rocks.
They'll weigh you down.
You know, just...
That's it. I didn't even put that together.
What?
The female demon cries, so the man takes... The baby turns into a huge weight, which crushes the man. There it is.
See, we're trying to keep the men down.
There it is.
Ladies, we're taking over.
No, the men. Okay, no, that's right. Yeah.
Don't worry, Joe. We won't crush you.
So thanks for listening this week. Hope you guys had a fun week. Hope you enjoy the show. If you do enjoy the show, pass it on to all your friends. Let them know about the show. We have almost 200 shows already.
I know. It's crazy for your listening pleasure.
Yeah.
That's almost 200 hours of just exciting, interesting
Some
topics.
Funny interviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean.
Jeff Belanger.
Oh, my God. He was amazing. He is such a good interview. He was amazing. But yeah, we've had some interesting people on. We've had Dr. Don Molnar. He's the haunted MD.
Yeah.
We've had Stanton Freeman.
And then another funny interview. We had Tim Shaw.
Oh my gosh. If you guys get a chance to listen to that one. Steve Ward.
We're all Wardos.
Oh my gosh. Still
yes.
putting this out in the universe that John Tenney must be on our show.
I know, we talk to him all the time, and every time he's like, when am I going to be on your show?
I'm going to growl at him like a female demon next time, because he needs to be on our show. You guys have to listen to him. He's so amazing.
He's asked me so many times, because we sit next to each other at all these conventions.
I'm going
to
take a skinny tie and a sharp suit and drag him over to our microphones.
So anyhow, thanks for listening this week, folks. And
take
have
care.
Fun.
Be kind to
Share
each other.
Share the show.
Go get some toilet paper. Don't stockpile. No, but we'll talk to you guys next week, and keep it positive, man.
Yes, and let's leave with some Crud
and clean out your closets.
Danielle Crud, the lead singer, and Vinny Dombrowski bringing you some Glue. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later, guys. Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
It's not what you give, it's in